jet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton. Do we have a great show today? I'm telling you, I'm excited today. You know, we got a new studio set up. I'm liking that. I got my partner with me over here. That's the Mort. Nick and I are talking, and we watched the GTA 6 trailer, which we're going to jump into here in a minute. Now, first of all, I'd love to say, before I get started, please, let's everybody thank my sponsors, GTA. My sponsor, which is Oliva Cigar. They're really good people. And you know,
soon enough, it will be GTA.
I hope. But I want to thank Oliva Cigar. They really are my partners, and they're the good people. We really get along great with the, you know, Oliva and stuff like that. And then I'd also check out my book, Gangsta Redemption. And of course, check out the great new. Check it out, guys. Is this cool as hell? This is my lighter, and I am going to need this because I will be smoking my cigars on this show.
And I think, oh shit, I think maybe after you finish that Corona, we might have to try to bust it in that ashtray.
Bust what?
The Corona with the lighter.
No, you do it cans. We burnt a can.
Or we can bust it with the lighter.
No, I'm not burning no glass.
All right.
No. Anyway, everybody, let's go. Let's get the podcast going. I'll tell you what we're talking about. I just watched, Nick and I, and I watched it three times. I watched the GTA trailer, which is pretty cool. A couple of great announcements right now. I just interviewed Ned Luke. That's coming up tomorrow.
That was insane how that worked out.
I mean, really?
We just did that. And nobody knew this was getting leaked today. It got leaked today.
No, it was due to go out tomorrow, the 5th. Anyway, that was known for a little
bit. Tomorrow?
The 5th is tomorrow at 9.
Oh,
that's what he said.
Okay,
on the show today, he said he got to be up early. He's going to do a live stream. So check him out. He's probably doing one right now when people listen to this, most people. What's cool is...
Hey, how'd you just do that?
It's a punch. That's all it is. It's a punch. You know, and you open it, and it puts a hole in the cigar, and that's what you need, a hole in the top of a cigar, and you need that hole, Nick, to get the air,
You always need a hole.
Yeah. So now, anyway, let me get with it. What I did was I interviewed Ned Luke for an hour. We're actually going to be making two parts on that. One's coming out Wednesday, and I think another one's coming out Saturday or Sunday. Is he going to put the second one out?
Yeah.
He was really interesting guy. You know, he's been in acting for a long time.
He was way funnier than I thought he was going to be.
Oh, nice guy, too.
Hilarious.
Really nice guy, people. You know, you all know that one of my biggest videos, most viewed, almost 8 million views, is GTA, me doing GTA. So he was Michael, if anybody wants to know who he is. He's Michael, which is pretty much the lead guy in GTA.
He's the main character.
Well, they had him, Franklin.
I've played it a couple times, more than five, and he's the main character, that is for sure. He's the leader of the crew.
You know who I don't like on that show?
Dude. Lester. You want to get into that?
We're going to.
That's fucking hilarious.
But, you know, Lester's a nice guy, too. Jay Kleitz is his name.
So, yeah, cool. The actor's all right, but, like, the actual fucking hate, or the freaking hate that you have for that fucking...
It's not hate. I don't hate anything. Let me get that straight.
No, you do. You hate that character.
I don't hate him, and you know that.
You don't... Okay, that's what I'm saying, Larry. It's not the actor. You don't hate the actor. You don't.
No.
I'm talking about the character. You have extreme... Every time he pops up on screen, I see your skin crawl.
Well, because he's not a leader.
See?
I mean, those characters... You know, listen.
You hate him, dude.
I told Michael today. You heard me say that. I should be on there to have a thing with...
You should.
Doing it the real way.
Totally should.
But, you know, I'll tell you what. What interested me about Michael today was, one, he's my age. He's actually a couple years older than me.
He is? No way.
Absolutely. Looks great, too, man. I look
He's
bad.
Older than you?
Yeah, he's 65. He's born in 1958.
You need to stop hanging out so much.
I probably had a harder life than him with all the years in the joint.
I doubt it.
Oh, no, I
It was
don't.
A joke, guys. Okay, I'm just going to throw this one out here because everybody hates me. I'm just kidding. But
well,
you're building it up.
You're building it up good. Hate's good.
No, I don't.
You know, it's funny, though.
It might be on purpose, and that's what I'm saying is hey, I throw jabs, all right, guys? So
it is, used to it. I will tell you one thing. It was a great interview.
Oh, fantastic.
I really did. I enjoyed it. We rapped afterwards. I'm sending him cigar and lighter and stuff, but he's not really, he don't smoke cigars occasionally, he said. But obviously, because he came on the show and all that, I'm going to do that. Also, we really connected. He actually lives in the Atlanta. He lives in the Atlanta area now, you know. And
perfect.
He's a good guy. I got to say that. And the
what was so wrong with that?
Just let me leave the fucking thing alone.
I mean, it was right in front of your face. Right in front of your face. Couldn't see your pretty little eyes. You know.
Sounds good. So let me get back to my man Ned Luke. So now, if you want to look into my playlist, everybody, I've interviewed Franklin, who is solo. I got to know him, dude. He's a real gangbanger on the street. Did a good interview with him, a long one. I did Jay Kleitz, who is Lester, who actually did a nice video for me when I hit my million subscribers. And then today I did, I always wanted to get Michael, and you got him, Nick. That was a good job getting him. I mean, you got
Thank
him.
Thank you, man.
You got him through what?
Instagram Live. I pulled some strings.
No, he does this. He does a bunch of stuff on Instagram now, doesn't he?
Yeah, and TikTok. He does live streams on TikTok
and YouTube, I think.
I don't know. I don't know his YouTube until today, and I'm probably going to be following that heavy.
Oh, I will too.
But I do. I follow his TikTok and I follow his Instagram.
Now, because of NDAs, which is a You know, with an NDA, you can't say anything about it.
I signed
it.
My first one, which was cool as hell. Thank you.
He that was cool as he hell. He can't say a word.
I signed my first one. That was
and
cool.
And he didn't even admit that he was in the game, GTA 6. But I'm predicting he is.
But, I mean, if I'm you say that you signed an NDA and that you can't say
No, he signed it from the first one, which carries over.
Yeah.
It's probably a lifetime NDA in that place, I'm sure.
Yeah. But when you look at somebody and you say, can't say...
I don't, you know, listen, I think he's in it, but I'm dying to see how they do the show. You know what's making it exciting? And we watched the trailer. It's Miami.
You want to watch it?
Yeah, let's put it up. And if you want to put
the
it
remote?
Up.
I'll get the remote. Have it? All right.
I got it here.
No, wow. Watching the GTA 6 trailer. Oh, am I still good there?
Yeah, good.
I moved it a little
different. All right.
Watching the GTA 6 trailer compared to the GTA 5 trailer made me... Sorry, Lair. I'm sorry.
I didn't see the big difference.
It made me feel old, dude.
It didn't... Were you 13 years old when it came out?
Yeah, I think I was 14 or...
You're 26 and it came out 12 years ago, so you're 14.
No, it came out 10 years ago.
Oh, it's only 10 years?
Yeah, to the 10-year anniversary was a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay, so you were 16 years old.
Yeah, I was 16. I just got my driver's license, sir.
Wow.
Made me feel old, dude. So I'm sorry I had to say that.
So that came out in what year? 2013. Wow, I was out and I didn't know what that was. You know, I didn't have no idea what all that
was.
I
don't know who was on your team that it wasn't there.
We didn't have YouTube back then, Nick. I started YouTube in 2020. No, I said I
you
didn't.
Didn't.
You said who's on my team.
That's what my... somebody should have been on your team in 2007 when you got out, Larry.
No. What do you mean? I'm my own man. What do you mean my team? What Larry, is this? The New York Mets?
When did you write your book?
2013, 12.
Oh, wow. You know what was an extremely popular site during that?
When? What?
YouTube. Was well-developed, well-established.
YouTube was
That was the thing I'm trying to say is you thought.
Everyone
around you knew exactly what YouTube was.
YouTube was a place where I would, you know, you could go to look at a video to watch, you know, fix your glasses.
The first time I ever watched porn, I went to YouTube.
Wait.
Hold on.
You telling me that YouTube has porn?
Oh, back in the day, that's where the Two Girls, One Cup was hosted.
I know about that, but you're talking about had like hardcore porn on YouTube?
They had porn, yeah, you could have watched
it. Hardcore, like...
No, it would have gotten taken down, but nowadays, you know what it takes to post a video nowadays. It would never even get posted.
That one right there. Rockstar put it up. Let me tell you what happened, guys. We are here on a Monday night, and this obviously this that you're listening to this maybe on Tuesday morning. It goes up at 6:30 in the morning. Nick will be editing it. And here's the trailer we're watching. And you can go on YouTube right now, just type in GTA 6 trailer, you'll see it. It's really cool.
She's on parole. I didn't even notice that.
It's what?
This girl is doing this whole game on parole.
Well, we watched it 3 times already, 4 times now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't notice. She's on parole.
South Beach is just like South Beach, man. They really are making this. Even the road right there, that reminded me. I know it. You know, and all of this whole area, I know. Look at that. That is the strip. That is South Beach right there. Look at this. That's the bridges going to the Keys. Oh, look at that one. Ooh, she's hot. I wonder what Vice. What are these guys? I didn't get that. Look at the gator coming out of a pool.
She's twerking on the car and his Instagram live.
Again, I'll tell you what I don't like right off Jump Street. All the girls got these fat booties, and I don't like. Was that guy naked?
Oh, he had a thong on.
Oh, did he?
You want to go back and look at it?
Yeah, put that back. Did that guy have a thong?
Yeah, he did. You didn't notice that?
I thought he looked naked.
No, he had a thong on.
Oh, man, this guy looked naked. In the trailer, I think it's before this, isn't it?
No, it's after. Watch.
Okay. All right.
That guy might have been naked.
No, he wasn't.
But this one, no.
Oh, he did have a thong. I did see it. Yeah.
It's GTA. They're doing whatever.
But all the girls
in here and everything.
All the girls in this thing had big, the big booty. I'm not a big booty guy. I don't like girls with the big booties. I really. Oh, look at that. Hey, we were just talking about the motorcycles. Well, you know, when they're going through the groups, what do they call that? No, you remember?
Street fighting
Oh, that was Michael. Stunt you just missed it. Michael was there.
It's not Michael. Stop.
That was Michael.
Not Michael.
Go back. Dude. Go back a minute.
It's not Michael.
Go back a minute. All right. It's not Michael. Not a minute. Dude. Go ahead.
Hold on. I got to get the audio.
Go. Okay, here.
Okay. What happened? I'm in the sink, you know?
Oh, man. All I wanted you. You
Larry,
had to go all
why
up?
Are you getting so upset? I'm not. I just. Dude. You're getting upset.
No, whoa.
You're physically getting upset. I can see it.
Man, like you could drive a dude right crazy. Watch it now.
That's not Michael, dude.
That looked like Michael.
It's not.
Now, Michael. Here, watch. He comes up right here. Not him. Right. You'll see it coming up. Right there. That's Michael.
She's not riding Michael's
that
cock
is
right now.
Michael.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
You want to put money on it right here on the pod?
Listen, it's not coming out till 225.
Because you already owe me $600.
Yeah.
No, you do.
Okay.
You're losing the bet.
You know what they just said, everybody? They said it's coming out in 2025.
Fuck them.
Which,
that.
You know, you don't have to curse that. I mean, do you have to really? I didn't know. But it's...
I like this new hilarious.
It's,
I like
you the know, the video itself, guys, is high-end. It's classic. I'm, you know, obviously we don't know the games and the missions and all that. And I'm wondering if it's going to have different, like things where you can go slower and get points. I don't know. See, they don't have GTA.
What did you just say?
Listen.
That made no sense.
To do a robbery the right way.
Yeah, I'm just saying, for someone who plays video games, whatever you just said made no sense.
So exactly.
I'd love for you to
I want to go in there and put a game of a jewelry robbery in there. And I would do it like a real jewelry robbery. And I am talking about casing the place, looking who's there, the neighbors, when the cops are coming. Not only that, drive normal, change the plates. If somebody sees you, you get caught automatically. The stars come up or something can come up. I want to see all of that. I really do. I think it'd be really cool to do it. See how many people. You know how many mistakes you're going to make, right, people? Because, listen, until you get good at what I. Listen, I got good at what I did, like everybody else.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of like my. When I was talking to you, like, even go deeper and you have to find, like. You have to interview. You have to find like 5 fences and you have to trust one of them. And
that's not how it works in the real world. So you don't just go find a fence and interview them.
Well,
no, I would tell them how it's done.
That'd be crazy.
No, I mean,
you go find a fence who you think you trust to actually sell your diamonds.
They should bring the mob involved and then you go see the mob guys and then you're connected. Or Michael was kind of connected in his own way, you know, in his last.
Yeah, with the feds.
Yeah, you know, you notice. Remember today, I asked him about that. I said, you know, Michael, I like your character, but you know, you had to be a snitch. He goes, I wasn't a snitch. I really just, you know, I did dirty on Trevor, but
which is a snitch, buddy. Sorry.
No, it wasn't
you.
A snitch. He actually he's a backstabber. You know what he did? He didn't go to the cops. He didn't go bring him into the police. He didn't bring that to them. He didn't do that.
Larry, he's in WITSEC, bro.
Who?
Michael is in witness protection program.
When? On the game?
The whole fucking game, Larry. He's in L.A. He's not in L.A. in the beginning. And then he literally snitches on Trevor and then makes Trevor think that he was...
Can I say something? Because I'm asking you now.
Yeah, I'll calm down. I'm sorry.
When I started watching that game...
Watching?
Mike
oh, so you admit playing you never played it.
When I started...
He's got a ghost player, everyone.
Hey, Morty. When I started watching that game and following the game, he was sitting on a bench. First, the opening scene is him in the psychologist's office.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, no, it's not. In GTA what? Five?
Five.
Yeah, what is it?
Dude, I've played
the game. Tell me what's the opening scene.
The opening scene is them robbing a warehouse in the snow. And then after that mission, he gets shot. Jimmy or whatever his name is gets murdered. So there's three of them. There's Trevor.
That is not the game mode. That is not what happened.
You're wrong, Larry. You are wrong.
I want someone to comment because I think you're wrong.
Let's just look it up.
We're not going to look it up now. Okay. All right.
So can I finish how the game starts?
Oh, of course you're going to finish.
Okay. So there's Michael, Trevor, and their third partner. All right? They're robbing some type of warehouse in some type of state that is snowy. It's snowy. You can barely see. They rob the warehouse.
That's not the mission with the tracks. Do you have to go across the railroad tracks?
You have no idea what you're talking about. So can I finish on how it starts?
Because I watched
it. Dude, I've played the game five times, dude. I've literally beat the game five times. It starts with Michael, Trevor, and then another third character. Okay? They're robbing some type of warehouse. I don't know the facts on this one. They're robbing something, all right? The cops get involved. They get into a mega shootout. The third partner gets shot to death. All right? Michael gets shot. Cool? Michael gets shot. That's real. And then at some point, it gets to Michael dies, quotation. He dies. But what he really did was rat on Trevor. And Trevor has to go on.
Now, you heard Ned Luke today say he never did that.
I didn't hear Ned Luke.
Well, I want people to hear it. When they hear my interview.
Michael is in WITSEC, bro. He's in Witness Protection Program.
They say it on the show.
The whole video game is based on him being in Witness Protection Program. And then it gets down, when you get down further into the storyline, the feds who put him in Witness Protection Program are like, hey, now we're dirty. You have to do these dirty heists for us.
So he ends up doing the heist for the feds?
For the feds, yes. And it gets to the point where he can't not do it. They're like, hey, we actually know that you just robbed that bank or jewelry store or whatever it was. And we know. And if you want to lose all your money and your house and everything that we put you up for, you're going to be dirty with us. And you're going to do these crimes for us.
I'm going to tell you what I remember.
All right.
And I played it a year and a half ago.
But the whole thing was that Michael convinced...
I'd love to talk a little.
I mean, but you don't know what you're talking
about. I'm telling you what I remember. He's sitting on a bench and these two dudes, I think it's Trevor and Franklin, come up to him and say, hey, where's this dude's house?
You think that's how it started?
That's what I remember.
Okay.
I mean, I don't remember watching anything else unless I just fast-forwarded.
That's why I keep just chiming in, because that's like not at all how it's.
I have to ask one of my grandkids, I'll ask.
Or we'll just watch.
No, we're not going to watch it here. I'm going to ask.
No, not
I'm
right ask now. A professional. After this. You want to put another 600 on it?
No, I'm going to watch it. No, of course, I don't care. You know, you want to put a 600 on who's the quarterback for Kansas City?
Exactly. So you don't know. I'm sorry. They don't like me being like this. I'm done.
Well, they know when you're drinking, or they know when you're fucked up. That's usually what it is. That's what it is. I'm just.
You think I'm drinking? I'm just very, very passionate about you being wrong on how GTA 5 started.
You seem passionate about whatever I'm wrong. I guess you are like that.
Yeah, you are too, dude.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you think. People are he's growing up, I guess. So anybody out there, they know. And you know, when you're 26, you think you know it all. Obviously,
and when you're 62 and you barely played a video game and you're trying to tell me how it started.
Listen, Nick, it has nothing to do with the game now. It's about everything. But that's here nor there.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Oh, my dang. Ah! Ah! That was very Morty. I'm sorry, Morty. So anyway, I got this thing. I got this for you, Nick. It's a Nerf gun. And, you know, I figured... hope I didn't break it. Don't worry about it, Morty. So, I got this Nerf gun with bullets. And it's really, I originally got it for my cats. But I found a better use for this thing. It's for Nick. He needs it. He's like a cat. You know, one of those cats that fucking go against your leg and they bother you. You know, but, you know, that's just what it is. I wonder if it works. Oh, come on. One of these stupid things. That's what it is. So you put it, how far do you put it in? This is pretty good. Nick, is it good? I got him right in the glasses. Hey, Morty. Did I get him?
You know what would have been way funnier?
What would have been
like way funnier? If what? While I was going on my rant, you would have shut me up with a bullet.
It should.
But you don't know comedic timing.
Pretty good.
You don't know comedic timing. You don't know.
You're right. I just know I got five more bullets left.
But wow, that's all right.
Cool. So, anyway, people.
Comedic timing would have hit really hard. If
yeah. Well, I'm not a comic, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
I thought you were a storyteller. There.
I will tell you something funny and really good. When I did this interview with Ned Luke, he out of all the guys I interviewed, first of all, let me let you guys a little preview. Please check it out. It's up tomorrow. It's going to be up tomorrow on my YouTube channel. It's me. It's going to be about a 20-minute video, and then I'll probably do another 20, 30-minute video, whatever it's going to be. We're going to make it a two-part. It's that long. But, you know, he's willing to open up about stuff, Nick. That's what I liked. He told us how it worked, how they got them, how they're a family, everything, how the lines, how he got the job. It's pretty interesting.
You had some great questions you were asking.
Yeah, listen. Some of our fans from Discord and a few other people. They did good. I mean, I don't know what.
It's great.
Discord, who did that, Dan?
Discord is great.
Did Dan do that?
Discord's great.
Did you tell me Dan sucked into questions?
Dan? I never said anything about Dan.
No, said Discord questions sucked, didn't it?
Yeah, I just wasn't trying to say it. I was, I was going to low-key make a Mickey joke.
Give me one of the questions.
I was going to low-key make a Mickey joke.
Oh, give me one of the questions.
I can't right now, but they sucked, dude.
Well, you can give us one.
The basis of these freaking questions were how... Dude, they were just so basic, like...
Give me one.
How was it working on GTA 5? That's basically all of the questions.
No, well, it sucked. That's why. It's why he goes to Comic-Con. He does these live shows and stuff like that.
I looked that up. They are making bank doing that.
Oh, going to those games.
They're making.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Bank.
I wonder what they get. They must get a percentage of like. Oh, they must get all what.
Well,
they
here's
get.
The thing. It is a business. They have to pay to be there. They have to pay for their stand, which is not a lot.
Oh, not only that. They have to pay the transportation, get there.
Oh, no, but yeah, they have to rent the stand. But then also, they're charging 40, I don't know, I'm making these numbers up right now, but I went to Comic-Cons, and you will charge, you'll pay $40 for someone to sign a piece of paper for you. And they've got lines.
Nick, they do that in sports, too. They'll have those things. I mean, you know, like, they call memorabilia. Or,
I don't get it. I really don't get I don't get it.
Listen, that was been, why do people put artwork on their wall? Like a Mona Lisa.
That's, it's not the same though.
Oh, absolutely. Everything's art. I mean, what you consider art might, I get that.
Yeah. But I'm also, I'm a little.
Listen, there's baseball players. There's only one guy who did certain things ever in the history of baseball. And people want to say, man, I was around him. I was in, I talked to him, and I got an autograph from him. So I get that. I understand it. I mean, people ask me for an autograph. And Listen, I'm not a nobody.
Autograph.
Huh?
You know, I'm not an autograph or picture guy.
Listen, I get it. I used to be a big autograph collector, and I paid for legal fees by that way. I mean, it was an investment, actually. Yeah. So
I get all that. And I just don't understand, like a 60-year-old man wearing like a 27-year-old's name on the back of his shirt to get an autograph. I don't get it. I know I'm different.
You are different. I mean, a lot of people like it.
A lot of people like it, and I get that.
I get stopped at airports and stuff.
Technically, I am in the wrong here. I'm just saying, I don't
get it. No, there's no wrong or right.
I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it.
I look at that like, you know, when we're out and people ask for, you know, I always say, do you want a picture? And they go, oh, yeah, because they don't want to ask. And you'll take the picture a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's cool. It's weird for me because I'm a nobody. But I look at people that say, wow, you know, hey, the guy went through more shit than anybody, you know, so I want to, you know, in the prison system. So I understand
that. I'm not talking, the only thing I'm trying to say is I'm not talking shit on any of it. I just personally.
I'll bet they're making bank, like you said. I'll bet they're really doing
Michael?
Good. Yeah, Michael. Yeah,
Michael is, dude. Yeah.
He's out of Atlanta
Ned,
you know.
Ned.
I was calling him Michael because it's Michael DeSantis in GTA 5. Obviously, bank, if you know anything about them.
It's bank. I seen. And you, even if you took it at a fraction of the truth of what it was.
Oh, you mean you Googled something and found it?
Yeah.
You don't believe Google. Look what they say.
What I just said, if you take it at a fraction of the truth, no, I watched a whole breakdown video on like, hey, I went to this Comic-Con and I paid this much to do this and this and this and this.
Oh, this big, well, listen.
And then they were like,
let me ask you a question.
And then this many people were here and then he does it this many times.
I gotcha. Now, let me just, same thing as you came down to Florida to go pay money to go listen for 2 hours to an artist sing.
Me?
Yeah. I remember you told me that. You did. You came to Florida when you were younger, and the guy didn't even show up. Someone of a rapper.
What was it?
Whatever it is, whoever you came here for, people would say, are you crazy? Why would you go, you know, do that?
And you know what? I would agree, too. But guess what? I didn't pay for any of it. I tagged along. Larry,
Have you ever paid?
To go see an artist? Yeah. No, not
you
once.
You never paid for a concert in your life?
No.
Oh, you had me pay that last one. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my first other concert was what was it? Fucking Rolling. It's called Rolling Loud, and there's multiple rappers there.
And you didn't pay to go?
No, I didn't pay a cent. No, I tagged along. Because this my best friend's cousin's dad died. She got $52,000. And then paid for me and somebody else to go.
Okay.
I tagged along.
You've paid for something, movies or this or whatever. I don't know
what you can go balls deep into Marvel with me.
And you pay for that?
Yeah.
For a comic book?
Yeah. But that's all fake. Those aren't real people.
Well, I'm saying, but you paid for it then.
And now would I ever go and...
Wait a minute. Have you paid for comic books?
Okay, no. Here's the thing, Larry. Those are fictional stories.
I don't care what it is.
No, you know, yes, that's the whole point for me.
Do you pay for it?
Are you going to listen to my point? My point is, these are fictional stories that I pay for sure, okay? Now, would I ever go to the real Iron Man actor, Robert Downey Jr., and get a picture with him and an autograph? No, I don't give a fuck about him.
But you'll pay for a magazine to read like that.
A comic?
Yeah.
I'll go see the movie.
And will you buy a magazine? You ever buy, you know, comics? You collect? Do you do anything?
I've never bought one, but I've been given a lot of
What is your hobby?
Don't get me started.
What is your hobby?
Huh?
What's your hobby?
Hobby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a backpack.
What's your hobby?
This room that has a bunch of hiking gear. Okay, yeah. Yours, right?
That's mine. Yeah.
I would never in a million years. Me.
Okay.
Pay whatever you paid for it. I bet it's expensive.
Very, very expensive.
To put that on my back to go walk 5 miles.
I'm not a grown man having a young kid's name on my back and fanboying over him. That is something completely different.
I don't know how you think everything's condescending to you.
What do you mean? No, I'm just...
Yeah, that's you just, look down on just, anybody who gets an autograph. I know, I'm not concert.
I said that's just, I know. No, you can rewind it a couple minutes, and I said that's just not me. I'm not talking shit on it. That's just not me. I don't care about it.
Most people would say anybody who sits in front of a game for 10 hours in a day is a wacko. No,
most 60-year-olds would say that.
I don't know, unless you're a gamer for money, I get it.
No, or you have an entire community that you get along with, and you have friends and people you talk to.
You know what that does sound like that to me? Being an introvert or a person who's scared to you know, you have to have a fantasy world. No, you don't have to have.
No, it's not fantasy.
Maybe I'm.
That's
old.
Just how the world.
You know, there
works
are guys
now.
Like me. You know, that's Bobby, just, who's here from the Bronx, my buddy.
That's just how the world works.
Cabby Bob. We grew up with no.
But he also agreed.
With the what?
He, you and him agreed. You literally today, a couple hours ago, goes. Yeah, unless you were just lying through your teeth, you said, "Oh my God, I could totally understand why these kids are on these role-playing worlds for hours and hours and in."
Oh, sure, it's addicting.
Because
it's addicting.
You have an entire community.
It's addicting. But when I see people not, get obsessed with it.
You're not wearing X57J57's name on your back when you go outside.
No, you're going to buy games that have more piled up in your room, and you're like a hermit, and you know, in the corner there playing this game.
It's not how that works.
Well,
it's
listen. To each his own. Yeah. I live in
that. That's what
live.
I was saying. And that's how I started this. Was that's just not me. I'm not going to go get an autograph. Or exactly. And you made a very good point. Two different sides here. And you there's we hit a brick wall at this point, cuz I will go play fucking Minecraft for 17 days straight with four people. And you will go get an autograph and wear somebody's name on your back.
No, I won't do that, but I'll go golfing.
Okay, so you won't go get a young kid's autograph and wear his jersey
no,
on his back?
No, I never went and got an autograph. I bought them.
Thank you.
No, I bought them.
I appreciate it.
Just because I won't wait online.
Because thank you. Okay.
That's just me. You know what I used to do? I used to hire a kid to do it.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Because that at that point, that's an investment, and that's smart. You're not going to wait in line and fanboy over some guy.
It's not fanboy. And if I waited online, I'm smart enough to not pay the kid and do all the get the high and then get it written to whatever.
Are
he
you
signs
not,
it.
We're on the same page right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're totally on the same page.
You know, it's hard to get on your page. It's hard to get on your page. I mean, what can I say? The your page is somewhere. You must like the Harry. Did you read Harry Potter? Did you ever read the books?
Yeah.
You read the books or no?
No.
No, you didn't read the books. You didn't read the books.
I listened to two of them.
Okay, there you go. I was in prison.
Have I seen every one of them at least 700 times? Yeah. And am I extremely excited for someday that Hulu picks up Harry Potter and makes an entire season out of every one of the books? Oh my God!
What do you think of people going to see
the foot?
What do you think of people going crazy to go see Mr. Beast?
No, I'm on the same page. I don't care. I would not go get Mr. Beast's autograph or wear his name.
Yeah,
on
I don't even like the chocolate bar. Yeah.
See, I don't like.
I like Mr. Beast.
Now, fictional.
I really do. I think he's a great guy.
And you can still have an argument against me. Is if it's fictional, for sure. Oh, I'll go crazy over some Harry Potter and some Marvel. Oh, I'll go nuts. Or not nuts, but I will binge Marvel for 7 months straight.
You'll binge a Marvel movies?
Oh, I'm the second I have a break, I'm going to start Loki season 2. And I'm going to sit
Loki,
right
the
here.
Guy from Thor.
Yeah, his brother.
His brother.
Yeah.
Season 2. I had that, and I watched two episodes,
now, would I
and
ever,
I couldn't watch it again.
And now would I
it
ever?
It was the most boring.
That's just because you're not into
shitty.
Yeah. I also just think fucking I'm sorry. I owe you about $12 now. I also think that baseball is the most boring thing I have ever watched.
Sure, there are nerds like you all over the place who believe just like that. Yeah, and that's
there are fanboys like you all over the place.
Define a fanboy.
A fanboy is someone who's obsessed with, you know, one singular person and will start an argument about somebody's life that they've never even met, they don't know. And
then that is not me. What do you mean? I've never fanboyed anything. I used to bet on things, and I do bet on things, and that's all I care about. Larry, who wins?
Every single Sunday, I watch you fanboy over a team.
Fanboy, because I need them for my pool.
Okay.
That's not fanboying.
It is.
Yeah. Wow, Nick, you need to get out in the real world.
So do you, dude.
Really? You guys hear this?
Okay,
this but, kid thinks I haven't been in the real world. This is what I got to deal with lately more and more. He's really going off the deep end, man, I think, a little. I mean, when he leaves here, he's leaving Morty. But,
look at him. He's a potato, dude.
That's not Morty.
Look at him.
I love Morty, man. You didn't have to do that on my camera. I think
look at him. Look at a little potato.
Yeah. But, you know, it's... Listen, getting back to Ned Luke. I understand. Ned Luke is excited. He's a good actor. He's been in 29 roles, 100 commercials. I think he's impressive. I want to go have drinks with him and talk about the industry.
You're flipping it on me. I never said anything about that at all. At all. Not at all. I wish him to make even triple what he's making because that's amazing.
You know,
it's amazing, dude.
It's amazing to me that they make so much money at this stuff. I mean,
the cons.
I'm talking about rockstar.
No, I bet you. I bet.
I wonder what they made for that. You know, I wonder what he made as an actor on that
show. I can tell you that he makes more doing cons and appearances.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. Well, I mean, he even said it on the interview.
I haven't watched it yet.
But you were here listening in.
No, I couldn't hear anything. He was in your ears.
Oh, was that really? You could not hear it at all?
No, I couldn't hear a thing. No.
Oh, wow. When he was on with me, he said...
I've been confused that you thought I knew what was going on.
Oh, I did. No.
That's why I begged you to unplug it at the end.
I can't hear anything. Yeah. He said to me, there's rumors that Rockstar don't take care of people. And he goes, that's not true. Yeah. He goes, they were great. They're good people. They took care of it. I don't know if that meant money-wise. What?
There was probably, a CEO right behind the camera pointing a gun in his face.
No.
I'm joking. These are jokes, guys. They're just
I don't, you know, I'll tell you what. That game generates more income than any movie I think that's out there, I'm sure.
Like I said, okay, I'm going to
Nick, are you going to stop banging that?
You know how frustrating it is? Isn't it frustrating when... Someone just
keeps
kicking.
That's up to you. I'm not going to move it back there.
Keeps kicking your setup. Like I was saying before this, Rockstar Games had the best marketing strategy. They dropped GTA 5 maybe 2 months before the new Xbox One came out, right? And they also didn't drop online mode. They didn't drop online. So it was just the story mode. Everybody and their mothers and sisters bought GTA 5. Okay? And then a couple months later, they drop the Xbox... Not Rockstar Games, but Xbox drops the new Xbox One.
I don't notice, and I know a lot of older guys won't notice. If you have the Xbox, can you... Now, you can't play it on the computer, correct? It's both of them. Don't worry about it. Huh? You can't play it on a computer, correct?
Your Xbox? Or what do you say?
What I'm getting at is you have different devices you could play a game on.
So, yeah, there's three main ones.
Right. Okay. A computer?
We're not talking about the Wii. Okay, so you got the Wii just for normal.
No, not the Wii. Yeah. It's not one.
Okay, so you got Xbox.
Right.
PlayStation
and
computer.
Computer.
Yes.
Now you have
and you cannot just buy an Xbox game and play it on the PlayStation. You cannot just buy an Xbox or PlayStation
game
play it on the PC. It's exactly
now.
Same
if you buy one game, could it be played on any one of those?
What did I just say?
You said I don't know.
What did I just say, dude?
I didn't get it. Get it?
Okay, so if you buy an Xbox game, correct? Say you buy Grand Theft Auto 5. On the Xbox, because that's what you play.
Okay.
You cannot take that game and play it on PlayStation.
When you go to a store and buy it.
You cannot take that game and you cannot play it on...
When you go on to... So when you go to a store and buy the game, Grand Theft Auto 6.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
each package, they'll have three different packages, one for a computer, one for an Xbox, and one for a PlayStation.
Okay, so nobody goes to stores anymore. Yeah, I get what you're saying, and buys the game. But yes, there's three different
versions,
packages. Okay, let's put versions. That. Yeah,
because they have to format them differently.
Yeah. So like, I've bought Grand Theft Auto multiple times. I bought it for my Xbox. I bought it for my PlayStation, and I also bought it for the computer. And I also bought Grand Theft Auto twice on the Xbox.
Why?
Because what I was saying was they did their marketing extremely well to the point where on the Xbox 360, they came out with Grand Theft Auto 5, just the story mode. And then about 2 months later, they came out, or Microsoft dropped the Xbox One, which was an entirely new console. So then Grand Theft Auto dropped their same game
in that version.
In on the Xbox One that you couldn't play.
So if you had it on a regular Xbox, you couldn't play it.
You couldn't play it. So you had to rebuy it because you got the new system. So every single...
It's like a car making gas that only goes on one. You got to go to this gas station. Yeah,
dude. Yes. You could only go to racetrack. You know, wow. And racetrack it just closed down.
That's good marketing.
Yeah. It was crazy good.
I would think YouTube would get involved and say, you could play it on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I would.
I mean, a big company like that, the mega, the big people.
I get what you're saying, but at that point, they...
No, yeah, why not?
No, because...
Play it on a computer.
But you can't do that.
I get you saying it. I'm surprised it's not. I mean, before you know it, in five more years, YouTube's going to own sports, too. They're going to end up streaming all the sports and everything else, and
But that's different, because that's you're watching something... But YouTube can't. They can totally have
do anything like they want.
They can come out with a console, but they can't just be like, "Oh, play our game on YouTube." And now I'm a little confused because I know that's not how it works, but I can't explain how that works. You know, but YouTube could never just say,
"You know, come over here." I want to let everybody know out there. A good friend of mine is Kevin, who's expert thief in Grand Theft Auto. He's got 5.8 million.
Oh, he's going... I just seen him today. He's going crazy over this trailer.
Well, what we got to do is... I'll text him. And I'm telling him we have to do a show now like we did with Ned Luke.
He's living a cool-ass life.
Great guy.
I did a deep dive on him because you always talk about him. I didn't know who he was.
Good kid.
For a long time, you just kept talking about him. I did a deep dive on him. He's living a cool ass life.
He
dude.
Does
in
music.
Japan. In Japan, dude.
Matter of fact,
he speaks the language.
Listen, when I first met Kevin,
he's eating great.
He was in Japan, and he actually got bullied. He asked me how to help him. You know what to do, how to take care of it, because he's never had that kind of a mentor. Or
who is he getting?
It's a long story. I'm not going to get into, okay. But tell you maybe off air. Yeah. But good guy.
He had a following.
You think?
While he was getting bullied?
Listen, he's got 5.2, 3 million.
And he was getting bullied.
Yeah, it's that hard. Doesn't exist. No, Nick, it's hard to explain.
Okay.
It's hard to explain.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, and it's
whatever.
Not,
but what
no,
I'm
it's not what
it
you
is,
think. Is, okay. But anyway, he didn't have somebody to help him through some stuff. And we connected very well.
Were the bullies like real bullies or were they online trolls?
That's how I found out about Discord. You know, we connected on Discord, him and I. And he's the one who opened my eyes to Discord, what it was. Because he was the first group of YouTubers who came out. And he was young. And you know, YouTube flew him to the Olympics.
Came out?
You know, like when YouTube started, he was the first group.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's been grinding for a while.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. And you know what he said to me? He goes, man, it was different. He goes, YouTube, he was a big influencer. YouTube flew him to the Olympics. A bunch of influencers. And
that was
put them up.
In 2012 or something like that.
Yeah, whatever Olympics it was. I think you're right. And they,
look at me. Bam.
No, I think it's 2012. You're right.
I remember.
The 8, the 12. You're right. And
that was a guess, but I do remember a bunch of YouTubers.
Oh,
the big old deal about the Olympics.
Big deal. They were out in the compound, and they did a lot of like promotion for what they were doing, YouTube.
Where was it? Russia?
I don't know. No, was it right?
Now I have no idea. I'm just throwing guesses out there.
I don't know if it was China.
I would like to know. Oh, it was. It was. It might have been China. It was in an Asian shade.
I think it might have been China. I really want. But anyway, Kevin owned a condo out there. Then Kevin had a condo on Miami Beach, you know, during COVID and all that. Kevin's a great guy. He really. I was gonna go down there. We were gonna hit the, you know, the champagne rooms in
Japan.
No, in Miami South Beach.
Oh, I was about to say.
I just didn't get the time. I'd love to hang with him. He was 28 back then.
You would like to hang with him in Japan?
No, I have no desire to go to Japan. I have no desire at all.
Why?
I think
you don't. But if you did,
I'm not against it.
I know. But what I'm saying is, I don't think you don't have the desire. But I do believe. Wholeheartedly, if you went, you would be like, wow, that was a great thing that I
don't think I'd be wowing any. I'd go and have a good time because that's what I'm going to do wherever I go. There's a lot of places I want to go.
I agree with that.
There's a lot of places I want to go before that. I'd like to go to Australia. I mean, and take the deep dive in Australia.
My religion teacher was kicked out of Australia.
Well, I would love, yeah, I know. You know, and did you know that was a penal colony?
I don't know what that means.
It was a prison. It was founded as a prison.
I don't know what that means.
It was a penal. Countries put people down there to put them in jail. Like, that was their penal colony. They would.
So other countries would extradite them?
Anybody. That's where they would go. Right. That was.
It's like some Green Arrow stuff.
Green Arrow, yeah. I don't know what that is, but okay. I mean, I'll leave that one alone.
I love that we just don't know what the other one is saying.
Wow,
at all times.
You know, I'll tell you what, guys. If you're over 40, hang out with a young kid. You know, I say young. He is young.
All times.
If you're over 40, hang out with a young one, and you will learn a lot of shit. Do they listen? Mostly no. But that's what called experience is, and they have to get it on their own. If they listen, they'd make less mistakes, but they don't, and that's just normal. We all did it. I did it. Look at me. So, I mean, I don't get mad at that. I just kind of get frustrated when they don't, you know, listen. And all the old guys London out there who are looking London at me right now saying, Larry, I know, we got it. My kid's that way. My nephew's that way. My neighbor's kid. Whoever the hell it is. But that's just the way it is, you know. And I got young, and I stay young by games like GTA. I stay young by... Don't hit me in the face with that.
Now what?
That. Don't hit me in the face.
Now what?
I'm telling you, don't hit me in the face with that.
Now what?
Don't you dare. Huh? You gotta hit me.
Now what?
Anyway, guys, you know, he's starting to be a real pain in the ass, is it, a little bit. But that's okay. That's normal. I mean, I'm used to young people being pains in the asses. And I got Morty, so Morty and I hang out. That's who runs this place with me, is Morty.
Oh, no flinch. Oh, shit. So, you're a cold monster. I don't want to pull the trigger now. After that one, after that deep fake, I'm good on pulling the trigger. Bam! Okay. Oh,
good one. Anyway, look at you.
Morty's like, please don't shoot me.
Morty, my man. Morty, my boy.
Morty, when he was a puppy, he used to fall so hard asleep that he would fall off the couch and he'd wake up and he'd look at me and he'd tuck his tail and he'd start shaking like I just pushed him off the couch.
Well, I don't know what happened to Morty before you got him.
Something, dude. Something happened, bro.
And he's a great watchdog now. If somebody comes,
don't hype him up.
I am hyping him up. That's my Morty. Don't mess with my Morty or my cats.
All I'm asking is just don't
mess with Morty or my cats. I like them more than most people. But
the Olympics in 2012 was hosted in London.
It was London?
London.
Okay, yeah. London. 2012 Olympics.
London Bridge is falling down.
Yeah, well, that was a movie.
Falling
but, you
down.
You know, I'll tell you what. Doing these podcasts, here's what I like about meeting Ned. But I want to jump to another subject.
I mean, I want to jump to a whole nother podcast for that because we have 10 more minutes in this.
I got to bring it up.
Or we're pushing it another hour and a half, and I'm totally down for that.
I don't care. I'm bringing this subject up.
Let's bring it up, guys.
Now, we're going to talk about landlords. I don't know who's out there as landlord and who's out there as a renter. This past week, I had the police called on me, a 911 call, because I did not want to take the shit from this lady, this Asian lady, who totally pissed me off. It was actually Nick's landlord. And when I tell you, this lady, let me tell you where renters get, landlords get a bad. A lot of times,
be on your toes, please.
Listen, a lot of times, tenants get a bad name, especially young kids. Now, I was with a friend of mine, Mike, there at the place, and Mike went through the house and he goes, this lady's got to be crazy.
Mike owns...
Six rentals.
Mike rents.
No, he rents to people, right? He owns six.
Mike rents. He owns a home, but he rents to people, yes.
Right. Yeah, he's a landlord. And he walked there. You've never been late past the 5th of the month or 6th of the month, ever.
No, yeah. And
I know. I know that, to be fact.
And I will... My rent is due on the 1st. I have paid maybe a couple times on the first for sure, but
every renter gets a grace period.
10 toes down that I have never, ever paid past. I think my latest ever one time was the 6th.
And you left that house immaculate. You never had parties. I know you. There was no parties. There was no group people, no ripping a place about.
We didn't have orgies. You were trying to get us to have an orgy in there.
I tried.
Yeah. There were no orgies.
No, you guys really kept the place down. And Michael, this lady tried to intimidate you, tried to buff, you know, because you're a young guy.
Let's give it just the facts. Okay. So, I've never paid more than or later than my latest was ever one time the 6th. And then. My regular payment would go through the 3rd. So I was due on the 1st. My regular payment would go through on the 3rd. This is because I would always get paid on the 1st. My girlfriend would always get paid on the 1st. And then our checks wouldn't clear until about the 3rd. Maybe sometimes one of our checks would not clear until the 5th. Okay? So I never missed rent. Ever. Not one time. But she, on the 2nd of every single month, would text me or call me and leave me a voicemail threatening that she was going to leave an eviction notice and that the sheriffs were going to come arrest me. Every month she would do this on the 2nd if she wasn't paid on the 2nd. And she was never not paid once after... The 5th. We'll just say the 5th. The 5th.
That lady should... And then you find out at the end...
I can't hear you.
Oh, gotcha. You found out at the end that 5 people, all the neighbors came to you.
Yo, yeah.
And look at this. Gotta keep going. But you find out at the end that the people calling her...
That's comedic timing.
The people calling her... A slumlord.
Yeah, all the neighbors, 3 neighbors came up to me during the end and were like, hey, like she has had multiple complaints against the Better Bureau system and wherever. She's been taken to court multiple times. And I knew moving in, guys, I knew that her previous tenant had been staying there for a year and a half for free. He was squatting there. He was literally squatting in the home. Did not pay her for a year and a half. And when I did the whole renting process, that's the only thing she could complain about was that the past year and a half was hell for her. So it got to the point where I was like, hey, do you remember your last tenant? Do you remember, you know, how difficult that was?
You know, it's funny, guys.
She just couldn't comprehend what I was even saying, being like, you should, I don't know. I don't like to be like, oh, I'm a great guy, but I was kind of like, hey, dude, like, I'm way better off than probably any other tenant that you would ever have.
I did
construction. I know how to literally build almost a lot of things. She tried to get me to pay for a new AC, a new roof, and I was just, it got to the point where I was just, I started being rude to her. Like, I was like, okay,
F you know, off. It's funny because Nick is not a confrontational person. In fact, he didn't want to meet her at the end because this lady was going to try to beat him for his down payment. and his other stuff, which is $3,300. A lot of money.
Yeah, to get into the place. I moved to Florida, guys. I moved in with my Xbox friend. 13 years, Xbox friend came down. Their wife said that they were a designer and they worked with a construction company, and I did remodeling. So I moved down here because I was like, you know, F it. I don't have kids. I don't have responsibilities. I'm going to go do the same work in Florida. Well, I got down here, and the living situation was absolutely hectic. Not because of my Xbox friend, but because of the wife. So I had to get out of that living situation immediately. So I found the first person that would take, look at Morty, a night. Oh, hey, Morty. I'm talking about you.
Morty.
Yeah, I'm talking about you. I took the first place that took a 95-pound pit bull.
Bulldog, right?
English bulldog. He looks like a pit, so he's a pit compared to these renters. And then we can get down to the craziness. Every one bedroom apartment in Florida right now is minimum $1,800.
Well, you got one now, cheaper.
And if you want a pet, if you want a dog, that dog cannot weigh over
40 pounds. 35 pounds.
40 pounds. So I couldn't find anything. I went on Facebook Marketplace. I found an individual renter, you know, who was renting their own home or one of their own homes.
Nick did not confrontation. He didn't want to meet her there without me. I went there and I go off on this lady because
I paid $3,300 to get into that, or I paid
$500. And he knew. I said, Nick, don't leave that place without
your money
because you're not going to get the money.
Come on, sing me a song.
Okay. No, what do we got?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nick wasn't going to get his money. Let me tell you that. So since that was, I said, I'll go. I want my friend. I go off on her. She's, I don't talk to you. I got so mad at this lady. I'll tell you what I said. I'm honest. I said, listen to me. I will, and I don't care.
I
don't give a crap. I will hire three bums.
I will go to the Daily Bread and give them drugs.
Hey, yeah.
It's my mic.
Yeah. Stop touching it. Just stop touching it. Yeah. Hey, you're good. See me in a song.
Good?
Yeah, just try not,
okay.
Let's try not to
touch. I said to, I will go and get three bums from the Daily Bread or wherever it is and pay them and leave them, give them drugs. To squat in this place. You'll never get out of this place. You'll never get these people out of the place.
Well, first he said, I'm a lawyer. I'm going to put you...
Under the jail.
I'm going to put you under
the
jail.
I am a lawyer.
I'm going to put you
under... I didn't lie.
You didn't.
I have a law degree.
You said if
I'm
you...
I'm not a basically, practicing lawyer.
What he did was he played unk, you know? He played big unk. He came over. He said, this is my nephew.
Within 2 minutes, she called 911.
Oh, my God.
Less than 2 minutes.
Is that not the truth?
Less than 2 minutes.
That is the truth.
About 30 seconds?
Absolute truth. You said, and I'll tell everybody exactly what happened. Larry's wait. I was rolling around the block. I waited for Larry to roll up. I did not want to talk to this woman. I've been fighting with her for a month now over it, and she's been telling me, I'm not giving
you... I know, give you your rent.
I'm not giving your deposit back, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, I need help. Like, I don't know how to deal with this. Larry shows up. Mike and Larry show up. They had a whole meeting before they show up. I'm sitting there texting and spam calling Larry for 2 hours. Like, oh my God, hi.
And then he's following me on the cam in the office, Larry, making sure I leave.
Larry, oh, I did. I was like, where are you, dude? I'm rolling around the block until Larry gets there. Larry's like, you said you were here. I'm here. I was like, all right, I'm right here.
You were
right up because I was right.
And
right
she pulled up. Corner.
So she pulls up. Larry goes, hey, are you the owner of this house? She said, yeah. And he immediately popped off. He's been steaming for a couple months now because he's been
here. I'm reading the texts this lady sent
him. Yeah, he's been here.
Telling him he's got to fix the roof. And he's got to, you don't get air conditioned unless you fix it.
Yeah.
What?
That she's going to call she's the lucky. Sheriffs on me on the I'd second of the month.
Back to China.
Stop. Oh. Put on your tippy toes, please.
I am on my, and thanks. I'm being good.
Thank you.
If she was a German, I'd tell her knock her back to Germany.
Like I said, he played Big Unk immediately. He said, this is my nephew. You know, he's just making, you know, he's just making a, he said, I gave him the money for the deposit. That means it's my money. You owe me. And she got scared. She thought she really owed this man money. He didn't give me the money. It was my money. No. But
I did lend you the money.
You did not lend me the money.
I didn't give you money to get in?
You didn't give me a cent to get in. You know who did?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Tony gave me a shark loan.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. No.
You didn't give me. You know what you did do? I was sleeping on the floor.
Oh.
And what you did do is you came over and you gave me a toaster. You gave me a coffee. Oh,
then
maker.
I had my friends give you a whole house.
I was going to get there.
Oh, you were going to get there?
I was going to get there, Larry. You came over. You gave me a toaster, a coffee maker, food. You bought me food.
Rubber bed. The blow up bed.
You bought me food. You gave me a blow up bed. You gave me literally anything in your
blankets.
Blankets. Oh, thank you for that. Blankets. You gave me blankets. You gave me that. You gave me this. And then maybe a week later, you were like, Merry Christmas. I sent out a spam text to all my friends. And guess what? They've all got fucking storage units full.
And so that day, nice stuff.
So that day, I went to friend, and I furnished my entire house. Yeah. My whole house. Three bedrooms I furnished. To the point where I had to be like, no, guys.
Thank you.
I can't take anything else. I really appreciate it. But I've already got three beds, two couches, 17 instands, 24
well, yeah, you lights. Just, you furnished the house. Yeah.
Nice
people, though, those people.
Oh, great.
But, you know, what pissed me off.
And Sam was one of the first.
Oh, Sam was the first
Sam
one.
Sam was one of the first.
Yeah, Sam the guys who run the cigar company. Absolutely.
Sam was the first person.
He called
Sam
me.
Sam was the reason I had an actual bed.
He called me, Sam, actually. And he said to me, he goes, whatever you need.
Sam was the reason I had an actual bed here.
He was the first bed. Yeah. John's was the second.
Oh, and then John and Laura gave me a king size bed. I was like, oh, score. Well,
I mean, nice, Matt. No,
dude.
Never.
Don't get me started on that. Oh, I'm sorry. So they gave me this Tempur-Pedic, whatever. It's the nicest bed I have ever owned or even looked at, really. I've ever even looked at. I was like, oh, a free king size mattress? That was not
and
free.
And bed. You know, the whole work.
Yeah,
right?
That was not free. I had to go buy sheets and
$300.
And I even chaped out because I don't, I'm a cold sleeper. I need cold. So I was like, I don't care about comforters. I'm looking at these sheets and comforters and I'm not trying to spend $500. No, it was not cheap. I spent about, $260 on sheets and a, I don't know, quilt.
Oh, sheets quilt and pillowcases and that kind
pillow
of stuff.
Pillowcases and then whatever you put over the comforter. That's what I sleep with.
Wow. You know,
duvet. That's what it's called. I sleep with a duvet, which is good. I don't need a comforter.
What I wanted
thanks,
to get
hey,
at.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Hey.
I know. You
I really
did.
Do appreciate that.
What I want to say, though, with more about the landlords, if you're a landlord out there, you know, obviously you want your rent. And obviously you deserve your rent. Nobody's going to ever say anything against that. And you don't want people, because there's bad tenants that ruin the house, do a lot of things. Yes. But you got to recognize when you got something that's good. And you got to, you know, appreciate that and treat people like humans. This lady, I read texts from this lady, and I'm like, she is so lucky I wasn't around there.
She was trying to bitch me for
months. Trying to bully you, really. She was a bully. And she played that Asian card.
She played the, let's call it a language barrier.
I know, I understand. You give me my money. She knew exactly what she was doing.
Exactly what she was doing, yes.
And the cops who came, there were two cop cars that rolled up.
She called the cops instantly. Larry said, that's my money. I don't care
if you call the president.
Yeah, I'll take you to court and put you under the jail. She instantly got on the phone, said, I'm calling 911. Larry said, I do not care. You could call the president if you wanted to, because I'm not going anywhere.
And we waited. The cops rolled up.
And Larry said, hey, officer.
Yeah.
Became best friends with this man.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of chiefs.
And she was pissed. This lady was pissed off.
I told the cop I was going to put the high, I was going to get the bumps.
You looked at the cop in the face and said, I'm going to get homeless people and give them drugs to squat in her house if she keeps playing fucking
games. I said, I hope she doesn't pay this kid. Yeah. I am going to go down and get home, and we're going to see. And then Mike goes up to her. Mike's the calmer head. He goes up and says, listen, lady, you're not going to win against this guy.
Oh, he was very, very adamant about it, too. He was like, this is not worth it. Good reason I got my money back, but Mike sealed the deal. He really...
No, a good guy, bad guy kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Mike came in clutch and was like, hey, bullshit, 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 calmly.
You ain't going to win.
Calmly, bullshit, 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 calmly.
He told that lady, he said to me on the way home, he goes, I told her she was not going to win. And she wouldn't have won in court.
No way. The judge would have looked at the lease and been like, you want this kid to pay for the roof?
Yeah, anything outside of facility.
I'm like, hey, ma'am, the roof is leaking and it just destroyed my TV.
I'd have charged her for the TV.
She literally looked at me and goes, okay, get a roofer over there, give me an estimate, and then we can go from there. And I was like,
You got to do all this?
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I was like, no.
No, let me tell you guys something. I got so mad at this thing. I said,
I was paying $16.50 a month.
$16.50.
Which was a good deal compared to all the apartments.
No, it was a dump. I mean, the place wasn't a great house either. I mean, it was okay, but nothing.
Well, I mean, what's a great house? I mean, this is, don't let me start. Don't get me started right now.
Okay, I'll start. There was not even a lawn there, was there?
No, it was all good.
You
there.
Didn't have to answer
and
that
you know
one.
What, you know what really messed me up?
She told you.
She told me that the lawn looked like shit after a year. And I was like, ma'am, I moved in and it was literally 100% sand. And in the sand, there were broken CDs, broken bottles, broken glass.
Yeah.
And Katie took it upon herself to slave over the lawn and the grass to get everything out of there.
Because, so you could walk barefoot.
Because Morty and her cat were out there. She literally raked that yard for like 2 months to get everything out of there. And me and her would look at each other every single day being like, is someone throwing trash into our yard? How are we not, like, we just got all this out and there's still, it's still everywhere.
Now that lady.
Then when we left, before we left, Katie.
You lived on Dave, what was the address? Tell me the address.
You want me to dox it?
Yeah, I want the address.
Let's dox it. So it is 667 Diane Drive.
In Melbourne, Florida, 32901.
No, it's 32905, I think.
No, this is 05.
No.
This is 329. It's Palm Bay.
No, it's not 01. It might be 02 or something. Okay. It's not 01.
Okay.
But if you just look up, 667.
667 Diane Drive in Melbourne, Florida. Let me tell you something, guys. You go right by. Listen, the neighbors all came out and talked to Nick afterwards and said, man, she did this to five people.
Yeah, they were like, can you please
file a complaint?
Yeah, file a complaint. Like, she's a slumlord.
So if you are renting, first of all, stick up for your rights. You do have rights. And let me give you a hint in the law.
And it will
if
seem-
there's an issue with the rent itself, don't just not pay. You go to the clerk of
the
courts.
That's a very good point. Make
and
this very
clear. And you actually deposit the money in a complaint with the clerk of the court, and it is now in there.
So basically,
then the judge sees you're paying, and they will bury that lady.
Which I really wish I had known. Basically, what he's saying is, if you have a broken pipe or something that isn't fixed that you know the landlord should fix, which they do not, and they will...
Don't say all of them. There's good ones.
Okay.
Look at John and Mike. Okay.
They will literally not... You know how many places I've rented with a small AC unit or a busted AC unit? We just came from one. And I really wish I would have known that instead of not paying. What he's saying is, if you know that the landlord should fix something and it is their duty to fix something, and a lot of the times they don't...
You could file to the court,
You can go to the court and tell them that.
You file a petition.
And then you pay the court the rent.
And they will hold that money.
What? I guarantee you the next day, the second of the month, there's going to be a construction man out to your house.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope so. You know.
I really wish I had known that.
Well, there's a lot of things you do, I mean, law-wise. It's a civil case. You heard what the cop said when he came up. He saw I wasn't threatening her.
He was laughing at me.
And he goes, hey, this is a civil matter.
He did the walk-around.
I know.
He literally did the walk-around and laughed at her and goes, you're really getting rid of him?
Yeah. I mean, really, you guys would.
Because she got rid of me. I was going to leave. I
remember you were
going
to go month to month.
Yeah,
I'm glad you didn't because they got a lot better.
I know. I was going to go month to month until I found something, but she was trying to get rid of me. And I was like, you are insane. I should put up some pictures of the house the way I left it, dude. Like,
yeah. No. Did you take pictures?
Yeah, we have. I got like 17 videos of how I left it. We cleaned the fridge. We cleaned the floors. We scrubbed the walls. I patched.
I'm telling that lady gives me a bad taste in her mouth, and I hate to say this for Asians or any ethnicity that tries to play that race, not a race card,
a language card,
a bullshit.
Language barrier.
She knew exactly what she was doing. She's probably been in here forever, and she just plays that. No, you no do that to me. Oh, really? I said, oh boy, that I knew she.
Also. Hold on. I keep thinking we're almost done. She's walked into my house twice without consent and then went through my drawers.
I would have filed a complaint.
My dresser.
That she stole $10,000.
Went through my entertainment center. She went through my cabinets in my kitchen.
I would have said she stole $10,000.
Larry, I wasn't there. We were out of town when it happened. She did it twice in two.
How did you know?
Because Katie told me. She called me and was like, she's in the house. And I was like, why is she in the house? We were out of town. Katie called me and was like, hey, she knocked on the door. I opened the door and she walked directly in the house with two random people and started showing the house around.
Oh, she can't do that.
Opening the drawers. And then another time, Katie didn't open the door because Katie was sleeping. And she walked into the backyard, went to the only window that we didn't have blinds or anything on, which was in our bedroom, which was in the back of the house.
Yeah, it was nobody can be back there, right? It's not supposed to.
She started knocking on the door, Katie's butt
window,
ass naked. The window, yes. Katie's butt ass naked, sleeping. Katie wakes up to this lady knocking, banging on the window because she wants in to show the house.
The first thing I would have said is get the F out of here.
Yeah.
I would have.
But Katie is the same. Katie's even worse than I am. Katie got dressed and let her in.
Well, I don't know. I just wanted to bring that topic up, Nick. I don't think there's much going on. I want to show everybody something cool. We have.
You're going to bust it?
I showed you the lighters. Oh. We have our starter packs, guys. They are out.
These are actually pretty fucking cool.
You get four cigars.
Can I see the cigars?
Yeah. Listen, you get one of every one of my cigars. There's a 5x54, a 6x50, a 7x50, and a 6x60. This is a 6x6. That's my favorite. Now, these cigars go $11, $10.50, $11, $11.50, $12. We got them on. We got a whole pack for $40, I think it is now. Then we, in that pack, you also get a lighter, a cigarette lighter, and I don't have it in this pack. You get, and he said he had it, but you get what they call an ice. It's my cigar deodorizer. In fact, they're doing so well because people want to take the smoke or the smell of smoke out of your facility, and that's what they want to do, and they should. So these lighters we're giving away. They are Graham lighters with our stuff on them, my stuff on them. But they also, right there, Nick, behind the, there, straight behind the, there you go. And then we have this.
Good thing I'll edit that one out.
He ain't edit nothing. You see this, guys? See this, guys? This is what they call Alpha Ice. It's my own. It's a Crooked Diamond cigar deodorizer. And look.
Oh, that's what it was.
It's
okay. I just had to get it started.
No, you have to put it up right. You smell it already?
Yeah, what I'm saying is there's air in it. It's never been used before. Right. To get the liquid in the
And straw. I'll tell you what, guys. What honestly, this thing will take the smoke out. So if you're smoking weed in your house or you're smoking something in a car, you better have something.
Weed, crack.
Hey, Morty, are you up, Morty? Oh, it is here. My bad. It was right here.
I knew it was.
The alpha ice is in here. So it was here.
Somebody packages, packages.
Anyway, guys. And they're up there. They're on our website. It's in the link below. It's the Crooked Diamond Cigar.